Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores now. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. And, you know, we were talking about Jay Cutler going to Chicago. That's becoming Commodores North up there, isn't it?
Four there now.
Earl Bennett and Chris Williams and Hunter Hillenmeyer, right?
It's kind of amazing to think the idea that Jay and Earl might be able to, you know, start hooking up again on a regular basis. I'm sure Earl's thrilled about all this. I just hope this thing is one of those things, and when it's all said and done, it works out best for everybody. That Denver's happy they get a couple of first-round picks, and they move on. And Jay's in a place, you know, he's a Midwestern guy, grew up a Bears fan. He's genuinely excited about the opportunity. They're thrilled to have him. I mean, it's such a huge story in Chicago because they can't remember the last time they made some kind of blockbuster deal for a quarterback.
I can name you the guy, and he went to Vanderbilt. It was Bill Wade. Yep. They got him from the Rams, and, yep, and that's what's kind of fascinating about the symmetry here, because you could name the amount of star quarterbacks the Chicago Bears have had on one hand and have a couple of fingers left. You know, you go back, Jim McMahon was really, he was sort of a star, but you know, I don't even know, you know, in terms of ability, if he's close to Jay.
Well, he was just a star on a great football team.
Yes,
yeah.
But you go back before that, the last quarterback before that was Bill Wade in 1963.
And the one that holds all their records is Sid Luckman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how far back it goes.
Exactly. So
I mean, it's genuinely an exciting move for Chicago. I'm thrilled that it appears that Jay's in a place where he's not going to have to score 35 points a game to really have a realistic chance to win. I think that will change somewhat the way he approaches things. He's always going to be a little bit of a gunslinger, but I think in the past year or so, he felt like he really had to take chances to try to score because he knew it was going to take a lot of points. And I think everybody has great respect for Lovie Smith and his staff. I think he'll flourish under this group, and I'm just looking forward to seeing it happen.
Joe, for you this weekend, it's baseball with the Florida Gators coming to town.
Yeah, it's a big weekend. You know, Florida is 6-3 in the conference. Vanderbilt, after losing two down at Auburn, is 3-6. You know, Florida's had a year where they got swept at Arkansas to start their year, and then they swept Alabama and swept Tennessee in Gainesville to get themselves going to that 6-3 mark. And, you know, if you're Vanderbilt, you don't want to dig too big a hole, you know, to try to get out of here in the middle of conference season. So this is a pretty important weekend. I think the guys know that, and we'll see how they react. It's awfully good to be home. I know that's going to be the case, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, but they need to play well this weekend. Florida's a team that is somewhat like Vanderbilt. They like to run. They've got a lot of young players on this team. The interesting element to it, too, for the weekend is their head coach is probably Tim Corbin's best friend. Another Clemson connection. That always makes these weekends a little more difficult. Certainly last weekend was kind of that way, the same thing happening at Auburn. So that adds another element to the weekend for Tim.
When does the bowling team go out, roll out, I guess you might say,
for
the national championships in Detroit?
Isn't that April 8th? I believe that starts April 8th. So they're still here and still doing their final preparations before they go up. But
do you give them the pep talk again this year?
I don't know. I may get out for the final practice session with them. But you know, it's amazing. I've talked to Brian Reese about this. Somehow, highly technical the whole sport has become.
Have you seen that guy? That PBA guy uses two hands.
Oh yeah, but I mean this is now I'm talking about, like, when you get into the week of the NCAA championships. They will send to all of the teams that are participating a list of the potential oiling patterns of the lanes. And one of these will be utilized during the course of the week. And so it's kind of like a scouting report, you know. So it's amazing all the things that go into it and all the different technologies, the type of ball that's used. You have to have the right combination for the right oiling pattern, and on and on and on.
Before there was Big Earn, there was Joe Fisher. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, guys.